There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, April 20th edition. Big 15-game slate on tap tonight. This is take two, as I tried recording it for you last night, and it didn't save. So here we are again, bright and early, Friday morning, breaking down your 15-game slate. We have Coors Field on tap. We have a boatload of aces, and then some other really good hitting matchups. There are a bunch of ways to go on this slate. And we're going to break it all down for you. Real quick, we'll give you the totals. We got Pirates, Phillies, 8.5. Blue Jays, Yankees, 9. Royals, Tigers, 8.5. And that is game 2 of their doubleheader. Twins, Rays, 7.5. Mets, Braves, 7.5. Mariners, Rangers, 9. Waiting on the Astros, White Sox total because Big Game James is making a start. Marlins, Brewers, 9. Reds, Cardinals, 8.5. Cubs, Rockies, 10.5. We are back in Coors. Padres, D-backs, 9. Red Sox, Angels, 9. A's, or Giants, Angels, 8.5. And then we have the showdown on the West Coast. Late night special. Nationals at Dodgers. Mad Max Scherzer versus Clayton Kershaw. Total of 6. 6 runs. So that's pretty ding awesome. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 totals of 9 or better. And likely the Astros White Sox has a chance to get there as well. So lots of offense, but some really, really good pitching to take a look at. Weather-wise, don't see any precipitation or anything like that. You got the wind blowing out pretty hard, about 15 miles an hour in right field in Yankee Stadium. You got Pittsburgh Philly blowing in from left field at 13 miles an hour. Cleveland Baltimore blowing in from left field about 11 miles an hour. Seattle Texas blowing in from about center field about 14 miles an hour. Then Boston Oakland blowing out to right field at about 12 miles an hour. Now let's get it on. We'll kick it off with the pitching on this 15-game slate. You got Mad Max, 12-5 after the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not a whole lot to say here. It's Mad Max Scherzer, who's just been beasting out, averaging almost 34 points a game, DraftKings points a game this season. He's coming off a 36.6-point performance against the Rockies. 3 or 4 starts at 34 points or more. He only had one hiccup at Atlanta. He's given up a home run in 2 of his 4 starts. He's gone, given up 2 earned in 2 of his 4. He's gotten 2 shutout outings as well. 7 Ks or more in all of his starts, 10 or more in 3 of his 4. We know what you get with Max, but the Dodgers only strike out 19.2% of the time, so keep that in mind to go with Mad Max's 35% K rate, but always a good look there. At 12-2, you got Clayton Kershaw against those Washington Nationals. Kershaw coming off a 40.6-point performance against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coming off back-to-back 7-inning outings, 1 run in both. 12 Ks, though, against the D-backs compared to 6 at the Gigantes. That was his first real big start of the year where you got your money's worth from Kershaw. So he does, you know, always worries you a bit. Nationals team is good, but the thing is, they strike out 27% of the time, so the Ks will be there for Clayton Kershaw going up against this Nationals team. So both very much, as always, worth a look. But if you want to differentiate yourself in the 10K and above range, I'm looking at one Justin Verlander, Mr. Kate Upton, at $10,000, or $12,000, $10 would be amazing, but $12,000, coming off 36.2 points against the Rangers, prior to that 34.8 at Minnesota. His lowest total is 20.6. So he's giving you great production at $12,000. He has 9 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He's gone 7 and 8 innings in his last 2, giving up 1 run. So he's got 1 run in his last 15 innings, and that was a solo shot in Texas. So lots to like here with Verlander, besides the fact it's the White Sox who strike out over 25% of the time. There's just a ton to like there, and if everyone's paying up that high already, you'd have to imagine they're going to pay that little bit extra to get the Kershaw or Scherzer, leaving Verlander hopefully a little lower owned with tremendous upside in that matchup. So Verlander at 12K is a guy I'm looking at pretty heavy there. After that, you look at a guy like Noah Thor Syndergaard at 11-4, and Syndergaard can be tilting because he can easily pitch better, equal to or better than those guys we just mentioned, coming off 32.2 points against the Brew Crew, but then, you know, 20.7, 15.4, 25.9 is good. It's just hit and miss with Syndergaard. He hasn't gone deep into games. 5 1/3 his last time, got the 11 Ks, thank goodness, and 6 innings, 4 innings, 6 innings. So he hasn't shown that longevity to go deep into games. He threw 101 pitches his last outing. The first time he's done that, the highest prior to that was 92. So the price tag you're paying, yes, the upside's there. The Braves only strike out 18.7% of the time. That is concerning. Syndergaard's got a ground ball rate of 56.4% to go with his 31.8% K rate. So that's a pretty solid, if you do the quick math, carry the 1, 87, about an 88% ground ball strikeout rate, leaving very little fly ball activity there. So you got to like that. It is risky with him. Braves 3.6 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 217, righties 288. So he's always a good option, but just know the risk is there, especially in that ballpark in Atlanta. Could see a few things flying out. So when you got the 10K and above, I'm going Verlander 1 price point and ownership-wise alone. Then you go Kershaw 2, Scherzer 3, Noah Syndergaard 4. That's the way I'm breaking down the top arms on the slate. But you got a guy at 9,400 who is very, very good. If you want to save some cash because there are bats for days on this slate, you look at a guy like Trevor Bauer at 9,400 bucks at the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, it can be scary in Camden Yards. The wind's blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour. Bauer's coming off a 24-point performance against the Detroit Tigers. He had 27 against the Kansas City Royals. So there's a couple things to really, really like there when you're looking at Trevor Bauer. It's an Orioles team that's not overly scary. They have the power and the pop to run into some and get you once in a while, but they strike out 28.3% of the time. He's got a ground ball rate of 45.5%, so there's some good looks there when you're looking at Trevor Bauer. A team total below 4, lefties 348, righties 305. Most of their power, most of it. You know, Chris Davis can run into one. You have guys like Pedro Alvarez is swinging it well. Most of their power comes from the right side of the plate. So we're looking at Trevor Bauer at 94. He could be an overlooked piece of the pie tonight, and I definitely don't mind him at all. Then you go down to the same pitcher or the same matchup. You got Dylan Bundy at 8,000 at home against the Cleveland Indians. Bundy in his career has been able to get hit by lefties, but he's been so much better this year. The spin rate on his slide piece and even his fastballs, it's like two-seam or cutter, has been outstanding this year, and he's kind of finally turning into that near ace we've been looking for. Against Boston his last time out, 5 2/3, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 17.4, but prior to that, 28-2, 23-3, 26-2. He's been absolutely filthy. He comes home against a Cleveland team that could not get the job done while they were in Puerto Rico. One run over the weekend, over the series, or 2 runs, not much, basically. They scored more in the first game, but they got shut down by Berrios on Thursday. And when you look at Dylan Bundy, you got a Cleveland team that strikes out 24% of the time. It goes Bundy's 22.8% K rate. Is a fly ball guy, which is never a good thing. But no one wants to face the Indians, that's for sure. And they've been really, really quiet to start the year. So a total of around 4, lefties 334, righties 274. Bundy could be another sneaky play today in that 8K range to really give you some savings to load up on bats, Coors, and other places. You don't have to go just Coors today. There's a bunch of high totals, as we talked about. And last but not least, I'm going to mention one extra one because it popped up since last night. Jeff Samardzija will be making his first start of the year against the Anaheim Angels. Yes, the Angels' offense can be absolutely terrifying. There's no sugarcoating that. They only strike out 17% of the time. You're getting Shark at about a discount. Let's just put it that way. You're getting him at a nice discount. Lefties last year hit him at 323, righties 292. Who knows how much he's got in the tank. He had a couple of rehab starts in San Jose, and he looked okay. He got beat up in one of them, that's for sure. But he 6 runs over 2 2/3 in his first start. or if that was Tyler Beattie, but Samardzija was okay in his rehabs. Not anything too special, but $7,600, a massive discount GPP play if you want to go there. The last guy I'm looking at is Sean Newcomb of the Atlanta Braves. He's $7,400 at home against the Mets. It's very risky because the Mets bats are fire right now. But you're looking at a Newcomb who is facing a Mets team that strikes out over 30% of the time, which is very, very, very intriguing. He's striking down almost 25% that he faces. He has walking issues, but good ground ball, not a lot of hard contact. And you got a Mets team with a total of 3.9, which is rather low on this slate. It's like the seventh lowest on the slate. Lefty's 329, righty's 336, so there is concern. You know, he could get beat up in that ballpark. At the same time, he's pitched absolutely outstanding this year. And at $7,400, give you some much, much needed salary relief. So I don't mind me some Newcomb at all. In this mid-tier range, you got Bundy 1, Newcomb 2, Bauer 3, Samardzija 4 as options to take a look at. Now, when you dip below into the 6Ks and below, you got a guy like John Gray in Coors Field. Oh, yep, I'm telling you, Coors Field. No one pitches guys in Coors. And John Gray, the reason why he's going to be so low is A's in Coors and B, he's been bad this year. He's been bad, and he's not this bad. You look at all the peripheral stats. We broke him down on Bench with Bubba, episode 88 with Max Fries. It dropped last night. There's a ton of things pointing in the right direction. He's just bad luck, if you want to call it that, or whatever it is. One bad inning away from being really, really good. And he's proven in the past he can pitch in Coors, and it's a terrifying approach against the Cubs. If you don't want the sweat, don't use him. He could get blown up. There's no sugarcoating that. But for $6,600, this is a guy you're going to pay $8,000-$9,000 for easily in the future. The Cubs strike out 23% of the time. Gray's got a 24% K rate, a 47% ground ball rate. You got a Cubs team, obviously, with a high total because it is Coors Field. Lefty's 318, righty's 322 off Gray so far. But at $6,600, this is a guy with tremendous upside. Just hasn't put it all together yet. If tonight's tonight and Coors on low ownership, could be huge for you. Next up, this could be the chalk of the chalk of the chalk 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 tonight. Andrew Heaney of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, $6,000 against the struggling San Francisco Giants. Heaney made his debut last week against the Royals. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned, 7 strikeouts for 14.5 points. At 6K, you would walk away with that in a heartbeat. when you look at the Giants, they have a 4-run total. Lefties 344, righties 453 off Heaney. So you never know. Maybe they run into one Longoria can hit lefties. You got Posey and McCutcheon and a few others. But they also strike out 25% of the time versus lefties. So that's a big upside play there with Andrew Heaney at 6K. Someone definitely worth looking into. The last guy we're going to talk about, and this is the ultimate punt of punts. A lot of it's because he's facing the San Diego Padres. But Matt Koch of the Arizona Diamondbacks is making a spot start. Maybe getting a chance to stay in the rotation, we'll see, for the injured Taiwan Walker, who's having Tommy John surgery. Koch, he struggled last year in Reno, but he had a great first start in Reno this year, 6 scoreless innings. Pitched 2 innings out of relief earlier for the D-backs, threw really well with 3 strikeouts, no runs. We're not sure exactly how far he'll go, but he did throw 6 innings in Reno, so maybe he's extended. We're targeting Padres as often as we can. They strike out 27.6% of the time. Koch has some control issues, but big strikeout stuff as well. Small sample sizes, you can't really break down too much, but they have a 4-3 total, the Padres. On the small sample, lefties 385, righties 219 against Koch. They don't have a ton of big-time lefties to scare you away unless they get really, really creative with their lineup. So at $4,800, the upside's tremendous, and you could do a lot worse. Even if it gets blown up, you know, there's a ton of batters that are going to be priced higher than Mike Koch, or Matt Koch, and he's worth rolling the dice on. So you're below 6, or you're 6K and below, you got Heaney 1, Koch 2, John Gray 3. So that wraps up your pitching on this 15-game slate. Up top, you got Verlander 1, Kershaw 2, Scherzer 3, Syndergaard 4. In the middle, you got Bundy 1, Newcomb 2, Bauer 3, Shark 4. Down below, you got Heaney 1, Koch 2, and Gray 3. So a lot of good pitching to choose from, as you'd expect on a 15-game slate. Now let's get to the bats. And before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. I know I mention it every day, but I want you guys to try it. It's so much fun. It's a great format, snake-style drafts. Done in under 5 minutes, paid out the next day. You got head-to-head, 3-man, 6-man, 10-man tournaments, dream teams, running tournaments that if you win, you advance. You draft again the next day. There's no such thing as an ownership issue because you are the only one that owns them. It is a great way to play. If you're new to Draft, check them out in your app store at Draft or at Draft.com. And you could... With your first deposit, use promo code SDSports. Get entry into a free $3 tournament. It's an absolute blast, so use promo code SDSports and enjoy it. If you have any questions, hit me up at BDentric or hit us up at TheSportsDGens or come in the Slack channel. With this 15-game slate, there's going to be a lot of moving pieces, a lot of questions. Come join us in there. I'll do my best to be in there about an hour before lock. And I'm in and out throughout the day, but you know, you guys can talk as a community. And as you guys join, it builds and it becomes better and helpful for everybody. So if you're new to Slack or you want to be invited, hit me up for an invite or hit up the Sports DGens. It's a totally awesome thing that we can continue to grow and help each other out. So come join in the fun. Now let's get into the bats. You got Gary Sanchez against Estrada. It's always an intriguing play. No one's going to own him at that price tag. But Yadi Molina at $3,800 versus the lefty Finnegan. Molina's just crushing the ball, and Finnegan is not pitching well at his first start of the year. St. Louis has a 4.74 total. It's fifth highest on the slate. So there's a lot to like there when it comes to the Cards, bats, and Yadi Molina. You got Posey versus Heaney. Big Brian McCann against Big Game James is a very intriguing play. You got to love the lefties versus Big Game James. You got to look everybody against Big Game James, but McCann's been swinging a really good bat at $3,600. He's coming off a 14-point performance in Seattle. His last two games, 14 and 22. So swinging a good stick against McCann at 36 could be very, very interesting. If you think Scherzer's going to give up a home run or two, which he has a tendency to do, Grandal at 33 could be intriguing for you. But as you slide down, there's a couple to look at. Tucker Barnhart versus Michael Wacha at 3K. He's swinging a really good bat, and Wacha is up and down struggling. If you think Koch for Arizona struggles, you got Austin Hedges at 2,900. Could be worth a very solid play there. The farther down you go, there were a couple down here I really, really liked last night. Let's see, where did they go? John Hicks for Detroit versus Jason Hamill at 2,700. If he cracks the lineup, he's got some definite value at $2,700. Other than that, check your lineups. There will be some coming out. If like, Tony Walters cracks the Rockies lineup, he's 25 versus Kyle Hendricks. Cheap Coors bat. First base position, you got Rizzo at 51, and Coors is always worth the look, but I'm really hoping Gray shows up and shows people what he can do, because A, I have him in a lot of season-long leagues. B, I think he's really, really good, and I know he's really, really good. So tonight would be a great night to just poop all over the Coors fun. You got Goldie at 5,000 is interesting, but Eric Thames at 4,900 versus the righty Richards for Miami. Milwaukee's got a 4.85 total, one of the highest, fourth highest on the slate. Richards has been getting blown up this year. Lefties 288, righties 451. Massive reverse splits, but the way Thames is swinging the bat, I don't care about those lefty numbers. $4,900 is in play. Freddie Freeman versus Syndergaard is intriguing if you want to play GPP games like that. Joey Votto at 45 is not bad. But you go down to a guy like Justin Smoke, 4,400 versus Sonny Gray. Smoke showed that power this year. Yankee Stadium, short porch. The wind's blowing in from left. Might give it a little gust to right. You never know. But Toronto, lefties 290, righties 299 versus Sonny Gray. I do like Justin Smoke as an intriguing $4,400 option. But there's some cheapies down here you can get into and really make your hay. Like Yuli Gurriel at 4,100 versus Big Game James. Yuli always gets overlooked. He's first base, third base eligible at 4,100. But it's not even the best ones yet. We're getting there. One that I really, really like, one Joseph Gallo, first base outfield eligible, $4,000. This is why you can pay for pitching and get some bats. I mentioned it last night when I recorded the first time. With as wide range as this is, there's a bunch of big totals. You can stack if you want, but it's going to be home run derby tonight. So you're going to need your stack to get you two, three, four home runs. This might be a night just to target the home run batters at the positions that you can afford and go from there. And Joseph Gallo at 4K is one of those guys. Or at least go for someone you know is going to get a couple extra base hits and get you. You need double digits from everybody tonight. And I'm talking maybe 15 more. You're going to need some big boy points. But when you're looking at the Rangers, lefties 360, righties 321 versus King Felix. So Joseph Gallo at 4K, big time like him there. Ding Dong City coming up. The farther down you look, Josh Bell at 3,800 versus Ben Lively. The Pirates let everybody down last night. Bell's been swinging it pretty well for the most part this year. Lively has not been pitching well. Lefties 387, righties 310. So Josh Bell could be a nice play at 3,800. I remember Joey Gallo's got outfield eligibility, so he can use him in the outfield, and he's another one of these big first base bats if you have to. You got guys like Louis Valbuena at 34, could be intriguing versus Samardzija. Victor Martinez is swinging a really good bat. He's 3,300 versus Jason Hamill, who does struggle with the fly ball, so keep him in mind. But there's one down here that I really like. Pedro Alvarez is intriguing versus Bauer at 3K. He's been crushing the ball. It's a lefty versus Bauer. But I'd rather go to like Justin Bour of the Miami Marlins at 3K versus Julius Chacin. I think that's got some big-time upside. The Marlins have a total of 415. Lefties 349 off Chacin. It's always been Chacin's problem, his left-handed bats. And you're going to get that with Justin Bour yet again. But here is the one. $2,900. Ronald Guzman of the Texas Rangers going up against King Felix at $2,900. So like Gallo could be in the outfield. Guzman can be at your first base spot. You can get some love here. In his starts so far this year, only four starts, he has 9, 7, 19, and 5. Five or more points in every start. He's $2,900. And he's getting his first home action against King Felix. Guzman is a massive salary saver. If you're going with big-time pitching or you want big-time bats elsewhere, Guzman can be that guy. Second base, you got Jose Altuve, who finally blew up on Thursday against the Mariners for 25 DraftKings points. He's been in a slump for Jose Altuve standards, so maybe that gets him off the schneid. And, you know, he starts heating up and he gets to go face Big Game James. So at 4,900, very much in play. This is why I'm saying you look at the totals. You know, you got your Coors totals, but you got the Yankees have a high total of 5. Brewers are high. Cardinals, D-backs, Red Sox, Rangers. The Astros will be high. There's a lot of high totals, like 4.5 or better on this slate that you can fade Coors and be okay tonight. I think. You never know. You always say that, and then Coors blows up for like 15 to 12. So you never know. But I don't think I'll have a whole lot of Coors, to tell you the truth, because you have Gray and Hendricks for two respectable pitchers. Jed Lowry at 45. I remember the day when our boy was like $3,000. Rest in peace, Jed Lowry. But it was fun, man. I just 45. I love you. It's just that's getting a little wacky, my friend. You go down farther though, like Cesar Hernandez of the Philadelphia Phillies, just absolutely crushing it right now. He's $4,200 going up against Ivan Nova, where lefties hit him at a 349 clip. Righties 314. So keep an eye on a guy like Cesar Hernandez, always overlooked, and get on steal bases and make it happen. You got Ozzie Albies at 41 versus Thor. Solarte at 41. Both intriguing options there. Robbie Cano is 4K versus Mike Minor. Cano hits lefties really, really well. So don't just automatically go past Minor. Minor's been good versus lefties so far. 204. Righties 283. There might be better, quote-unquote, safer options. No one's going to own Cano. It could be a great GPP play at 4K who does hit lefties really, really well. Whit Merrifield at 4K is in play. I got Kipnis at 38. I'd probably go elsewhere, but you can. If you think Verlander's going to give one up, he's given up a few homers this year. Yoan Moncada is absolutely on fire. Grand slams, stealing bags. He's 3,600. You go down some cheaper options. Adam Frazier, left-handed, hopefully leading off for Pittsburgh. Second base outfield at 33, but the chalk at the position with a lefty on the mound in Atlanta at Newcomb. Wilmer Flores of the New York Mets, second base, third base eligible at 3,200. Crushes left-handed pitching, as we know. And when you look at Mr. Newcomb, he has a nice, nice lefties 329, righties 336. So Flores will be in a lot of people's lineups. He'll be touted all over the industry as the guy to play at $3,200. At the same price, you got Scooter Jeanette hitting in the middle of that Reds order against Michael Waka Waka Waka. Lefties 305, righties 303, and he's been struggling. So Jeanette can be an interesting play there. Wish it was in Cincinnati, though. St. Louis, much more of a pitcher's park than Cincinnati. A couple last guys for the Rays. Second base shortstop, 3,100. You got Daniel Robertson. He's been playing pretty well of late. He'll be no one will own him. 9-6 and 16 in his last three games. Going up against Mr. Loretta Lynn, who is just not that good at pitching right now. So could be another value play there. You got guys like Joey Wendell of the Rays for 2,800 is also a value. Brock Holt at 29 is actually swinging it decent the last few games. Against Kendall Graveman, he'll be there at 29. If Eric Sogard cracks the lineup from Milwaukee, he's 27. Yeah, there'll be a few more that probably pop up, but we'll check out lineups, and we'll talk in the Slack chat about guys that pop up, value, and more. Third base, K with the Chris Bryant, 5,500. He's in play, and he's in Coors, and he's always in play. A guy that DraftKings still has a big red O next to, which might throw people off. Yes, Kyle Hendricks is great. Yes, Kyle Hendricks has a great sinker. If it doesn't sink in Coors, it'll be flat and it'll go a long ways. And Nolan Arenado is coming back from a suspension today. $5,100. A lot of the newbies that don't pay attention to shows or articles or whatever will see that big O and move along. He's available at $5,100 and probably pissed off. You got Jose Ramirez, 48, swinging it well. Matty Chapman against Pomeranz at 44. That is a very, very nice matchup there. The A's team total is almost 4.5. Lefties 344, righties 300. So there's some reverse splits versus Palm. But Chapman's crushing it at 44. A guy I'll be targeting, I used him again last night. I've been using him a ton. No one owns him. He's been like a one-off for me, is Todd Frazier. He's up to 4,300 last night. He went deep again last night. He's 4,300 tonight. 14, 15, 0, 12, 9, 5, 33. Those have been his DraftKings games. He's been pretty darn good. 4,300 versus Newcomb is a GPP play because no one's going to own him. When you got guys like Bregman at 42 against Shields, that's where the money will go if you're in that price range. Gurriel at 41, I do like that if you need to go there. If Archer keeps sucking, Sano at 41 has some upside in that matchup. Not going to sugarcoat that at all. But I'm not trying to target Archer, but you almost have to these days. It's getting that bad, unfortunately. Scott Kingery, third base outfield eligible at 41, is not a bad look versus Ivan Nova. You want lefties versus Nova if you can. A guy that's crushing the ball and the price tag really hasn't risen much is Rafael Devers at $4,000 for the Boston Red Sox. Last three games, 15, 25, 17. Swinging it really well, going up against Kendall Graveman, who has not been pitching the best of baseball these days. Red Sox total is 4.6, one of the highest on the slate. Lefties 339, righties 370. So Rafael Devers at 4K, very solid. Wind blowing out to right in Oakland tonight. So the Red Sox bats have been hot, and they're going to probably stay hot tonight in Oakland. You got Travis Shaw versus Richards at $3,800. Like that one a lot as well. Nice cheapie there in Milwaukee, as they have another high total, as we talked about. Their total is 4.85, fourth highest. It'll probably be fifth once Houston gets theirs, but still very, total over five in the Brew Crew, and you're getting a guy at $3,800 hitting cleanup. Just think about that. That's the kind of little things you got to think about. The farther down you go, Joey Bats is already on the DraftKings list. That wasn't there last night. That's hilarious. He's got a minor league deal, folks. Luis Valbuena at 34 could be a punt, but another cheapie. We know we mentioned lefties versus King Felix. Let's tell you how righties do. Righties do it at 321. Adrian Beltre is $3,300. But a guy that's been crushing it for the Detroit Tigers, Yimer Candelario. We're facing Mr. Hamels with a 4-3 total. Lefties 327, righties 325. Yimer Candelario is $3,300, and he's been raking. Switch hitter, he'll be from the left side. This is a stat line for you, folks. This is one to jump on board with. $3,300, 29, 17, 13, 14. He had a 0 and a 2, and then a 19. But that's, if you got the first ones there, four straight games of 13 or more points, he's $3,300 in a very favorable matchup against Mr. Hamels. Make sure he's in the lineup. It's a doubleheader, but I'd imagine he'd probably play both with that kid. Wilmer Flores, 32, mentioned him already. Colin Moran at 32 could be a nice punt versus Lively as well, as hopefully that ballpark is very lively. Sorry, I had to. Jed Jericho, a guy that career-wise hits lefties really, really well against Finnegan at 31. So there's a lot of value in the third base position. Evan Longoria, 31 versus Heaney. Longo's heating up at the plate. As a guy that watches a lot of Giants games, he's really starting to feel it. He had a goose egg last night, but then 26, 8, and 21, and a 0 and a 10. Swinging a good bat there. So Longo at 31 could bring you some big-time value as well. I mentioned Pedro Alvarez already. The farther down you go, there'll be a couple options, but check your lineup. There's definite value. As you're seeing, every position's got some good, mid to low three value where you can get some big-time pitching if you have to with some upside. Shortstop, you got Didi at 52. He's in play for sure. Correa at 51. Machado is on fire at 5K. You got Lindor at 47. These are all great, great, great options. You go down to 4,100, a guy like Paul DeJong who hits lefties well against Finnegan is very much in play there. Shortstop's been kind of a wasteland, very top-heavy lately, and it's shaping up to be that way again. You got guys like Gene Segura at 34 versus Minor. I do like that quite a bit. Segura does hit lefties well. Guy at the lower price range for you. Marcus Semien at 33, another guy that hits lefties well. Freddie Galvis, $3,200 if you want a cheapie against this Koch kid and then the Arizona bullpen. He's having a pretty decent season, reached base on like 80 to 90% of his games with the Padres so far. But the farther down you go, you're just going to check lineups because there will be some guys that pop up, but nothing that stands out as big-time plays at the moment. 10 to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 57, another home run last night. He is just crushing it. Blackman at home at 56, Trout at 55, Judge at 53, another homer for him last night. JD Martinez at 52 is a great play as they keep crushing the baseball. These are all Captain Obvious plays. Springer at 51, Hoskins at 51. Yes, 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 yes. All the 5K guys are phenomenal. If you have to pick just one 5K guy, I'd probably go Betts up top or J.D. Martinez at 52. I think the Red Sox just continue to crush it. But Aaron Judge as well against Estrada, the fly ball pitcher, that could get ugly for him. So let's get to the 4Ks. Christian Yelich at 47, love him. He's come back from the DL playing really, really well. If Tommy Pham cracks the lineup, he hits lefties well. But, you know, they called up Tyler O'Neill for a reason. Pham's banged up, and the fact they called up one of their big prospects makes you think he's a little more banged up than you thought he was. He might even hit the DL just to make sure he gets healthy. But he's at 48, Yelich at 47, like both of those for sure. Shohei Ohtani at 46 for Samardzija. If he's batting sixth, I got a little bit of liking to do there. Starling Marte at Pittsburgh continues just to play great, great baseball. You know, honestly, if you're not paying 5K or above, this is probably the top-priced guy I'm looking at. He gets on, he steals bags at 46 versus Lively. I can definitely get behind that. We talked about Pittsburgh in a good spot tonight with their team total. Team total at 4.2, lefties 387, righties 310. I don't mind me some Marte at 46. That could be a good-looking play there. Justin Upton versus Samardzija. Chris Davis, a guy that crushes lefties, he's 4,500. Paul Morales does have those reverse splits, so keep that in mind, but he's definitely in play. Another guy in Detroit. No one's going to play Detroit. No one. But I mentioned Jaime Candelario. If you want a one-off, I love that. You know, V-Mart's interesting. Hicks was interesting. Salary relief. Castellanos at 4,400. He hasn't had that big, big game yet, which we're used to from him. He's been teetering on the 8s and 10s quite a bit. So I think the big game's coming, and it could be tonight against Hamill at 4,400. This guy's too good, and their offense it's very hit and miss, but if it's there, you're good to go. But at 44 as well, Benintendi, big game last night, 21 points, went deep his first time of the year. His last few game logs, 21, 2, 23, 18. He's swinging it really, really well. Good matchup. Red Sox stack definitely could be worth a look tonight. It's a hitter, a pitcher's ballpark in Oco. With the wind blowing out, it's been playing lively, and we know how the Red Sox, they operate. But again, I want home runs. I'm really not focused as much on stacks, maybe two-man stacks or something. I'm not going big stacks tonight. I'm not. You got Marcelo Zuna, the guy that crushes lefties. He's $4,300 against Finnegan, like that quite a bit. As you keep cruising down after Osuna, you got guys like Gregory Polanco at 43. So you look at that. You could take... And you got Nelly Cruz versus a lefty. Now, the versus a lefty at home is much more stronger than on the road. I'll be completely honest there. At home, it's almost like lock and load. He's your first player on the page. On the road, it's a little different. I still love him. Suspedes versus lefty, love him. So, like, Suspedes, Cruz, Ozuna, Polanco, all $4,300, all in great spots, all could go deep. I like Ozuna and Polanco the most out of those two. And you can start your lineup with those and not pay any of the higher guys. It's pretty darn awesome. Lorenzo Cain went huge for us last night, and I love him again tonight. $4,200 versus this Richards cat. We know he said Richards reverse splits. Give me some low Cain at 4,200. I love him again tonight to just make some noise. Josh Reddick, slowly having a really, really good season. Average doesn't show it so much, but fantasy-wise, he's getting it in. 18 points yesterday. 4,100 versus Big Game James, another overlooked guy in that offense. Like, if you do like a Gurriel, if you're doing like mini stacks, and you do a Gurriel, Josh Reddick. At least so unique for Houston. So unique. I'm not saying it's the best way, but I could definitely see it going off. So it's very unique. Scott Kingery at 41. We mentioned Joey Gallo. There he is, $4,000. Another cheapie that can go ding-dong city. Whit Merrifield. Brett Gardner at 4K. Always overlooked in that Yankees mixture of fun over there against Estrada. So like him a lot. Domingo Santana, probably not going to be that great. Curtis Granderson's always a GPP option at 39. Odubel Herrera at 39. Both GPP options there at that price tag with some upside against Gray and Nova. Corey Dickerson versus Lively at 38. I like that quite a bit. His price finally slowly coming back down after a couple duds after he was absolutely fire. Last few games, 0-0-3 after going 10-5, 10-16, 19-14-9 to start the season. Just absolutely on fire to start the year. Couple bad games in a row might scare people off. Great matchup versus Ben Lively at 38. Wouldn't be surprised if Dickerson found the bleachers in right field tonight. As you go down farther, you got guys like Franchy Cordero versus Koch at 3,500. Good power upside, power speed combo in San Diego versus the youngster Koch. A great play here is Sinsu Chu at 35 versus Hernandez. Man, Chu, Guzman, Gallo, some nice left-handed bats. Beltre is cheap. I don't want to stack, but that one looks pretty sexy. maybe a couple two-man stacks in some lineups or something. So a Texas lineup could be interesting. They've let us down a few times, but man, when they go off, they go off. And they'll be very low owned on this slate compared to others. That's why I keep mentioning them. They'll be very, very low owned. Yeah, Cole Calhoun at 35 as an interesting play. Jackie Bradley at 35 as well. Noah Mazar is only 34 versus King Felix. Another cheap, cheap Texas Ranger. My goodness. Nice looks there because Felix just looked so bad. He had that great opening day start and just it's gone. Another good play, especially if he's hitting towards the top of the order, is Aaron Hicks at 3,400 for the New York Yankees versus Estrada. Like that quite a bit. McCutchen is 34 versus Heaney. Keep him in mind. He's very streaky and he's streaking the wrong direction right now, but he just missed a couple last night. I'll be honest. I'm watching his swing. It looks like it's coming around. Adam Frazier at 33, already talked about him. Malik Smith at 32 is a solid play for Tampa Bay, run-speed combo. I like that more than Billy Hamilton at 32. Both can be GPP-type plays if you need to. Leonis Martin's on fire. Martin is on fire for Detroit. $3,200 for another cheap Tiger we like in this matchup against Hamill could be an intriguing play as well. Dietrich for the Marlins at 32, I like him versus Chacin. So you got some nice cheapies down here, guys. Some really, really nice cheapies to keep a look at. Have Chad Pendrick cracks the lineup. Outfield shortstop eligible at 32 for Oakland. Brandon Nemo, not so much tonight. Howie Kendrick does hit lefties well, but this is Clayton Kershaw. But if you want to take a couple little one-offs versus Kershaw, Kendrick's only 3,100 second base outfield. That's cheap, cheap. Mark Canha, 3,100 for Oakland, swinging a good, good hot bat for them as well. Derek Fisher, if he cracks the lineup, 3K versus Big Game James. That's a nice value upside play there. Eddie Rosario, 3K versus Archer. He's going to get that bat going. He's still averaging about 7 DraftKings points per game. And Archer, with that struggles, Rosario could have a nice night at 3K. So he's a good GPP option, not so much cash game. Your cash game guys are like in the high 3s, low 4s. These are more your GPP save money. Like Harrison Bader at 29 versus Finnegan can be great. If Tyler O'Neill gets a start, he's 29. So two nice power speed bats, $2,100 for the St. Louis Cardinals. Farther down we look, Nick Williams, if he cracks the lineup for Philly, 2,900 versus Nova, some nice value there. Excuse me, if he cracks the lineup, he's in the middle of that order. Drew Robinson for Texas, $2,800 if he cracks that lineup. Could be another value. Robbie Grossman for Minnesota at 28 is a value. Denard Span, he's been swinging it pretty well. He's 2,800 versus Lancelin, another value play. So there's a ton. You can fit in pitching or some big bats easily tonight. Easily. That's what I love about these 15 game slates. There's so many options. There's going to be so many more throughout the day. So come join us in the Slack chat. I'm telling you, it's good. Let's grow this thing. Let's make it happen. But let's recap your pitching. Up top, 10K and above, Verlander, Kershaw, Scherzer, Syndergaard. Down below, you got, or in the middle, Bundy, Newcomb, Bauer, Shark. These are in order, not in price, but in order of my preferences. And then down below, you got Heaney, Koch, and Gray. So tons and tons to like there. Let's look at your BVP before we send it on your way. Remember, there's a doubleheader in Kansas City, Detroit. So be careful with the lineups. There's a big upside there. But Manny Machado versus Bauer, 8 for 12, 2 homers, 3, or 3 homers, 2 doubles. So a lot to like there with Mr. Machado. I got Crush Davis. He's taking him deep as well. Giancarlo, 5 for 14, 2 doubles and 3 homers versus Estrada. See, Estrada, big-time fly ball guy. I told you I like the Yankees. Let me just read this off. Tyler Austin, 2 homers. Stanton, 3. Judge, 2. Sanchez, 4 for 19, 4 homers. Neil Walker, 2 homers. Aaron Hicks, 1 homer. Didi Gregorius, 3 homers. Brett Gardner, 1 homer. In 191 at-bats, the Yankees have 18 home runs off of Marco Estrada. So, yes. Yes, that's just the nicest way I can say it. Yes. We'll move on. Wow. That's like home run derby. And that's just terrifying. As you go down farther, there's not a ton so far. We'll keep scrolling. Like Joe Mauer, 4 for 15. Nothing scary. Rosario's 3 for 9, 2 doubles. Eddie Rosario versus Archer. Candelario, the guy we like, 4 for 8 with a double versus Hamill. Miggy, 8 for 22, 2 doubles. V-Mart's taking him deep. Whit Merrifield, 4 for 9 with a triple and a homer versus Daniel Norris. Alcides Escobar, 8 for 16, double, triple, homer. Moustakas is even taking him deep. Freddie Freeman, 5 for 9, double, triple, homer versus Thor. So that's a good GPP dart if you need to go there. Ezreal Cabrera, 5 for 9 with a double off Newcomb. Jerkson Profar, he'll be cheap versus King Felix tonight. 5 for 9 with a double. Mazara's taking him deep. Sinsu Chu's taking him deep. Beltrick's taking him deep. Jose Abreu, 14 for 35. It's a 400 average. 2 doubles, 5 home runs versus Justin Verlander. he's had some fun versus Justin. 400 average with 5 homers. That's some big-time BVP right there. Starlin Castro, 6 for 20, the double and triple versus Jalis Chacin. Matt Carpenter, 4 for 11, 2 homers off of Finnegan. Greg Garcia's taken him deep twice. Ozuna once. Yadi Molina once. Jericho once. Here's a BVP for you. Joey Votto versus Michael Wacha, 13 for 34, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Peraza, 3 for 7. Mesoraco, 4 for 13 with a homer. Scooter Gennett, 9 for 28 with a double. So some good numbers versus Wacha. Cargo, 5 for 17, 2 doubles and a homer versus Hendricks. Desmond's taking him deep as well. No one on Chicago has seen John Gray. It's another factor that makes him very intriguing. Goldschmidt, 8 for 24 with a triple and 2 homers off Tyson Ross. Peralta, 5 for 16 with a double. Peralta's been swinging one of the hottest bats in baseball, so keep him in mind. Tyson Ross is a tough one. He's either going to blow up and pitch well. Lowry, 4 for 8 with a double and a homer off Pomeranz. Mitchie, 2 bags, 4 for 12, 2 homers off Kendall Graveman. He's a cheapie as well. Pujols, 7 for 19, a double and 3 homers off Samardzija. Trout, 4 for 19, 2 doubles. Last but not least, Puig, 3 for 9, 2 doubles and a triple off Scherzer. Zimmerman, 8 for 25, a double and a homer off Kershaw. That's a 320 average. Kendrick, 6 for 15, talked about him. So there's your BVP, and there is your quick hits. 15-game, first 15-game slate of the year. I got it done in under 45 minutes. I'm pumped. Last year, we were going hours easy. So there you have it. Lots of pitching to choose from. Lots and lots of bats. You can do a ton of different ways. Come to the Slack chat. Let's chat about it. I'm on Twitter at BGNTrick. We got the Sports Degens at The Sports Degens, thesportsdegens.com. We got soccer this week in Italia Serie A. We got a new Bench with Bubba, episode 88, with Max Freeze at Freeze Stats. Go check him out on Twitter. And episode 87 with Ron Rigney. That was a great one. We got Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 60. That was a lot of fun these days. There's a ton going on at The Sports Degens, so go check it all out. Let's make some money tonight. 15-game slate. Let's break it down. Let's get it in. Come join us in the Slack chat. I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Good luck. It'll be DFS Quick Hits Friday, April 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.